I think the storms will be a little bit more numerous by the time we get into Thursday and Friday afternoon, highs in the lower 90s. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, plus the latest from the tropics, and instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Court documents show a teenager charged with killing his pregnant ex-girlfriend in Butler County confessed to the crime. Harrison English is charged with murder in the death of 18-year-old Mara McCoy. An affidavit shows English killed her because they disagreed over what to do about her pregnancy. His bond is set at $500,000. Montgomery police are looking for 46-year-old Kanaki Barnes. He's wanted on multiple charges, including domestic violence, harassment, and criminal mischief. If you know where he is, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And three people have died in a head-on collision in Coffee County. State troopers say the crash happened Monday morning on Highway 167 between Troy and Enterprise. Three others were injured and taken to the hospital. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
June. June bugs, weddings, maybe, vacations, and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park. Comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Did you know circuit breakers deteriorate over time and can become a fire hazard? If you've added rooms or large appliances to your home, have breakers that trip, or if your home is over 20 years old, you may need to upgrade your electrical panel. Don't risk your family's safety. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for expert electrical service. Act now and Mr. Electric will install a whole home surge protection system at no additional charge with your panel upgrade. That's a $600 value. With upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options, why wait? Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for complete details or visit us online today. Where?
We're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Trump doubled down on his controversial immigration policies and blamed Democrats.
Yeah, they're really obstructionists.
Officials in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan are starting to clean up debris and build roads following devastating floods over the weekend.
The Secret Service says a man climbed over a security barrier and dropped a backpack. He was immediately taken into custody.
Younger adults were found to tip the least when they eat in restaurants, and
10% of millennials say that they usually leave nothing as a tip for a server when they're eating at a restaurant.
That's compared to 3% for older people, according to Matt Schultz of CreditCard.com.
Video game addiction qualifies as a mental health condition, according to the World Health Organization.
The Supreme Court has put off weighing in on whether gerrymandering is unconstitutional. It's allowing disputed maps in Wisconsin and Maryland to stand for the time being.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday, 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. You cannot go wrong with that. That is a great gift. Also, we have any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Smoking Otis won last week. Got him connected yesterday. And that is a great deal, particularly this time of the year where they have all these fruits and vegetables that are out there. I had some more of the cantaloupe that I had. It is so good and so juicy. I poured the juice in my protein shake this morning, and it was absolutely outstanding. So any caller is eligible for that. Just call and talk to us, and then ask to be put in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing. By the way, they have Slocum tomatoes, Chilton County peaches, homegrown watermelons, and the cantaloupes are spectacular, plus squash and cucumbers that are fresh, fresh, fresh. Go by and say, and they have blueberries, but they run out of those pretty fast, by the way. Speaking of House lawmakers are going to consider two immigration bills. The president is going up to the Hill today to talk to him about it. We'll kind of talk about why this may or may not happen.
President Trump meets with House Republicans today, facing growing outrage over his zero-tolerance immigration policy.
Department of Homeland Security figures show 2,342 children were separated from parents at the border from May 5th to June 9th. The Trump administration still insists Congress is responsible, while more Republicans are speaking out against the administration policy. Ed O'Keefe is on Capitol Hill.
The president is meeting with GOP lawmakers today to talk about broader issues of immigration policy, not just those families separated at the border. There are two competing proposals on the table that the House is set to vote on this week, but neither has even enough Republican support to pass right now. That could change today if the president endorses either plan. There's now also a separate proposal from Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz that would reunite those families. His plan would, among other things, authorize new temporary shelters, double the number of immigration judges, reunite those families, and ensure that asylum seekers are processed within 14 days. Whether or not Cruz can actually find enough support for this among Democrats remains unclear, but the fact that it would reunite those families and address long-held concerns about a backlog of asylum cases suggests it might have a chance.
Okay, so we're going to try to just merge the two bills together. You're going to, if you do that, you're going to lose some of the Freedom Caucus folks, but you may gain some Democrats in it if the Democrats will play. Right now, they want the political advantage of what's going on right now. They love playing the card here. And again, 12,000 kids come over the border, 10,000 come solo, 2,000 are affected in the by being with parents that are there. And so they're overplaying this by a long shot. Nielsen did a great job yesterday in that press conference. The media criticized her for it, but she did a really good job because she answered it the way she needed to answer it and explain why this was it is a law, and that the Obama administration decided not to make it a criminal charge but a civil charge, which means you could basically catch and release. But Obama had 10,000 people in these detention centers at one time. 10,000. They have roughly, you know, that number spread across 100 different places versus all being down in the California, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona area.
Well, and that's because they couldn't do a civil, they couldn't designate a second time offender, I believe, as a civil action. It is a felony. So people are coming across for a second time. And then with the 10,000 number, I'm sure you also get what you laid out, kids coming by themselves. Also, people, I've read up on this, that because not only governments that these people, migrants, are moving through, governments and criminals will treat them lighter, in their opinion, if they have children with them. If you appear like a family unit, a criminal is not as prone to be harsh on you. A government is not as harsh on you in their treatment. So kids are very valuable, and they're finding some kids with these so-called family units aren't even the kids. Their parents might have actually been paid to let the kid travel with them.
Right. So
that adds to the number as well.
It another thing that happened is there was one, and it didn't make sense to do it on radio, but there's an audio recording that's out there, and the attorney was too long-winded. But where the kid says, call my aunt, I've memorized her telephone number. So obviously the kid was briefed that when you get caught, you need to give them the cell phone number so the aunt will come and get you, type deal.
And she probably is a legal resident who's a relative.
Well, legal or illegal?
Legal, I mean.
Well, there are a lot. What they found when they first started doing this is, because of the crackdown, the illegals that were here would not come and get, because they were illegal and they didn't want to check in to go get the child and find out, and they get deported. So that became a kind of a problem. And again, what they're doing is they're getting here and then they're trying to get with another family member, and then that family member, if they're illegal, you're just creating a new pod of folks. Also, under the DACA provision, these kids would not fall under any of that.
It wouldn't.
Because that, you know, stopped years ago. It had to be people that entered the country by a certain time frame. So let's listen to the zero tolerance separation of families at the border. CBS was almost like they were giddy about this happening. But remember, 12,000 come over, 10,000 were solo.
The administration is sending mixed signals about whether separating parents and children is intended to deter illegal immigration. CBS News radio correspondent Stephen Portnoy asked Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen about that yesterday.
Are you intending for parents to be separated from their children? Are you intending to send a message?
I find that offensive.
What?
No, because why would I ever create a policy that purposely does that?
Perhaps it's a deterrence.
No.
But just last month, White House Chief of Staff John Kelly said family separation could be a tough deterrent. Maria Villarreal is at the U.S.-Mexico border in El Paso, talking with families that want to enter this country.
Despite some of those mixed signals of the policy of separating children from their families, it has not led to a decrease in the number of illegal border crossings. But when we crossed the border into Juarez, Mexico, just past this border fence, we got firsthand accounts from people who are saying that this policy is deterring them.
You don't have any more family here in Mexico.
Toda mi familia me la acabaron.
We met this Mexican grandmother Monday on the outskirts of Ciudad Juarez. She said she wants to cross the border to join her daughters in the U.S., but is scared she'll be separated from her granddaughter if she gets caught.
Su corazón.
You're asking that the president change his heart.
Well, I hate to break the news to you, say it is working. That's exactly what it's intended to do, is that if you enter into the country, you're going to be arrested if they catch you. And the child is going to be taken care of and probably connected back to the family. I'm not sure of that. It depends on whether the family or the daughters are legal or not. But this is just, this is making a political football out of folks, and if they would report it factually, I think it would be a lot better. But this notion of ripping kids out, when 12,000 kids come over, 10,000 were solo. There's no ripping for the 10,000 solo. That's over 85%. Let's listen to the second part.
She's been staying at a place in Juarez known as Casa Migrante, a safe haven for immigrants trying to cross into the U.S. or who have been deported.
So this was really interesting. When we walked into Casa Migrante, this definitely stood out. These are the detention bracelets that are given to people when they are in the United States and illegally crossed in and are being detained. As they come through this particular shelter, they leave this kind of as a memento and they go back to their home countries.
I live in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Gerardo Soto has been deported twice. He's been to jail before and says he's afraid of getting caught again.
If I go now, they're going to, you know, I'm looking at 1 to 5 in jail and have another charge.
But not everyone is deterred. According to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, during the month of May, when the zero-tolerance policy was implemented, there was a nearly 2% increase in people who tried to unsuccessfully cross the border into the U.S. compared to April. For this woman from Honduras, escaping cartel violence is worth the risk. She said if she can't cross legally, she will find another way.
You're going to try and cross illegally.
Tú sabes que ellos puedo detener.
They can detain you.
The number of families trying to cross into the U.S. illegally is up 400% last month. That's in comparison to the same time in 2017. Now, when we spoke with immigration workers in Juarez, they also say that they are seeing an influx of people trying to cross into the U.S. legally, but that are also being turned away.
Well, all you have to do is, if the problem is really in Honduras, don't go in between border crossings. Go to a border crossing, ask for asylum. They'll do your case. It's staggering the number of people that are asking for asylum that don't get it because they're lying, and they find out that they're lying. Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
How you doing, Dan?
Great.
Hey, you noticed that all this, again, was whipped up by the media and the Democrats leading up to the IG report being released.
Bingo.
You know, this is, watch my hand over here, don't look over here.
Well, and you know, when you look at the amount of news, I told you yesterday, CBS Morning did 12 minutes on this subject alone. That was far and beyond everything else combined.
Oh, yeah. And did you see Elijah Cummings pulling a Chuck Schumer with his crocodile tears?
Yep.
That just disgusted me.
Yeah, and let me tell you, I will say one thing. Cummings looked stunned after Trey Gowdy did his 15 minutes. He looked stunned.
he looked smacked around.
Well, you could tell he was actually being cautious about the questions he was asking because he was thinking, is this going to play into exactly what Trey Gowdy was saying?
Yeah, I mean, Trey Gowdy's intellect and legal expertise far exceed Elijah Cummings.
Exactly.
Without a doubt. Hey, did you happen to catch Tucker Carlson last night?
No, I did not.
He gave one of the best defenses for this. He got on a Democrat senator from Texas, who, of course, is sitting there, you know, talking about how immoral this is, separating kids from their parents and all this. And, Tucker Carlson posed this question to him. He said, let me ask you something. He says, you know, this is the law of the land. And he said, when you commit a crime, you have to serve your time and you are separated from your children, correct? You know, guys, well, yeah, that's sure. And he says, so let me ask you this. He says, of the constituents, the American citizens in your district who have been imprisoned for wrongdoing and separated from their children, he says, have you ever visited a single child of an American citizen who is imprisoned and separated from their children?
Ooh.
You know, and of course the guy's, oh, well, that's not what we're talking about. And Tucker's like, if
here
you're not concerned about your own citizens who elected you to office, why are you so concerned about illegal aliens?
Bingo. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, this guy was, just back it up big time. But that was absolutely, to me, the very argument that the Republicans and the president need to bring forward against the Democrats and the media.
Well, and here's another one. If you're so big about separating kids from parents, and 12,000 kids come over, and 10,000 of them come without a parent, that means the parent decided to separate the child right at that point that he sent them to the United States.
Which, to me, smacks of child neglect and abuse. If you are so, you're going to turn your child over to basically the drug cartels to try to get them to the United States. You know, just by doing that, to me, that's a crime within itself.
Bingo.
You know, and I just absolutely, it just galls me to no end that the Democrats think of themselves as holding some moral high ground on this. And if you look back as far as Ellis Island in the 1800s, you'll find that families were separated. Even there, they were, you know, generally, you know, based on health reasons, that they would, you know, people who were diseased, they would take them out, set them aside, quarantine them. And they were separating families just based on that. So it's been going on for hundreds of years here in America.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
So take care.
Thanks. East, you're going to hang on for me. Al, I'm going to be back right after this break.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udall and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
east, you shouldn't have dropped off, buddy. Okay, boys and girls, let's go to the phones and go to Al. Hey, Al.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I guess you are, too.
I am.
Good. I heard you in talking about this immigration mess we have down on the border.
Mm-hmm.
You said that they had, instead of just trying to go across illegally, they could go apply for asylum at different places along the border.
Yeah, they can go to any border crossing. So she was just doing a report from Juarez, which is across the Rio Grande is El Paso. And okay. So all they have to do is go through a normal border crossing.
Could it be that there's a third way to deal with this? Legal way to apply
here?
For asylum? Well, there's the U.S. Embassy in Mexico City. I think State Department has a hand in this. They ought to be able to process some there. There's also 9 consulates general in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
About half of those are in the far northern part of Mexico. And once they've traipsed all the way up there, they figure, well, we may as well just try to rush the border.
There are also embassies and consulates in the countries that they're from.
Exactly.
So why, instead of going 1,500 miles to the U.S. border, why don't you go 500 miles or 300 miles or 200 miles to the embassy there in your country?
Well, it even gets better than that, Dan. I only mentioned the embassy and the consulates general, okay? But there are 9 other presences of the State Department in Mexico. They're called consular agencies. Do you know what they do?
What? Process passports? What?
I don't know what they do either. That wasn't a rhetorical question. But I would assume if the State Department wanted to relieve some of this problem, they would find a way to process
The thing is, but nobody's going to go because the end result is they want to be in the United States, and they know
exactly.
That if they come in and tap on the door of the embassy's going to ask them questions they're not going to be able to answer to say that they are in trouble, because in Honduras, for example, the embassy is very plugged in to Honduras, and you have a station chief, you have a CIA station chief, you have a military attaché that's there. They know what's going on in that country, I assure you. And so if they say, where do you live? And they tell them where you live, and say, well, why are you in gang problems? And say, well, because I live here. They can go check it out. They've got
exactly.
So many resources there. It's unbelievable.
And that applies, I would assume, to these consular agencies, too, where they could be only just 50 or 100 miles trip. And they wouldn't, this is a ruse trying to show all these families as victims.
Yeah.
They could deal with this by avoiding all those hazards, but they don't want to, because what they want, they just want out of Mexico.
Yeah, they just want to get in the United States. It's just
yeah.
Mexico's
well,
the
that's
path
true,
to do it.
Because if it was Honduras, they could stop in Mexico instead of Honduras. And I don't know why this is not getting into the news. Well, of course I know why it's not getting into the news. Because the news media, the bulk of it, likes the optics of this situation. But there's another way to deal with this, especially if they're going to hire more judges. Now, they may have a hard time hiring a judge to go way down deep in Mexico, but still, there's better ways to deal with this. And I really do think that the wall is a real part of the solution, because those countries, Mexico and South, would not be so, as these people may have determined, unlivable if we got the drug business out of there. And if we got the wall up, we could slow down and greatly diminish the drug coming into this country.
Amen.
So,
that's exactly right. I mean, when I look at the border wall pictures that I see now, it's exactly the border wall that I saw in the 1980s, 1990s, and 2000s. It's the exact thing. It's this corrugated tin that is rusted and you can go punch through. It's got a webbing fencing behind it, but it's all kind of piecemeal. You've got to have a wall that you cannot scale. You have to have a wall that you cannot run a truck through. And you have to have a wall that you can't throw stuff over the top and throw drugs over there.
Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that because there's good, well, there's not good solutions to the problem. The people that want to get out of those countries probably do have some problems. Some of them is just economic, though.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I mean, I've been to these countries they're coming from. I've been to, and it doesn't. These guys are living in total poverty, and they can live five people in a room in a local hotel here and live 10 times better than they would in their own home country.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I just wanted to point that out, and thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Al, for calling. Newstalk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price. Simple and clear with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
I was an educated buyer. I knew the car I wanted and how much I wanted my monthly payments to be, but I didn't see the interest rate. Major mistake! I thought I was stuck with my bad deal until I went to see ASE Credit Union. They're right here in Montgomery, and unlike the big bank, ASE has my back. I refinanced my car, reduced my monthly payments, and I'll save thousands of dollars. Call ASE today and get the deal you deserve. It's your money. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Opportunity Lender.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Rich Thomas Weather is sponsored by the Montgomery Zoo, featuring animals from around the world, and now the brand new exhibit Stingray Bay. Enjoy the outdoors with your family at the Montgomery Zoo, open 7 days a week.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Four words we don't like to hear in the summertime. Triple-digit heat indices. I think we're going to see it today. Hot and humid with a high around 94. A sun and cloud mix. Only isolated storms around. They will be widely separated. Many towns will stay dry. Tonight's low, 72. Tomorrow, triple-digit heat indices again with a high around 93. Scattered random afternoon and evening storms. I think the storms will be a little bit more numerous by the time we get into Thursday and Friday afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, plus the latest from the tropics, and instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Tuesday. Y'all are asking me about the Trey Gowdy clips. If you want to listen to what Trey Gowdy said, go to my podcast when it gets up. It'll be up after the 3 o'clock hour. It's in hour number one. It occupies basically the first from 20 after to the top of the hour, and it's well worth listening to, but go to my podcast. I'm not sure it'd be appropriate for us to play the whole thing again, since and also Greg needs to have the option that if he wants to play it or not. Let's hit some other subject matter here. North Korea, Kim Jong-un goes and meets with Ping in China, and this is interesting.
Kim Jong-un's trip cloaked in secrecy, but grainy pictures appear to show him stepping off a plane in China with his wife. And unusually, the visit has been announced as it's happening, a sign of changing times. This morning, the North Korean leader in China for 2 days of talks. The visit announced live on Chinese TV.
Kim Jong-un is right here, right now in Beijing.
His meeting with President Trump, a crucial talking point with Chinese leaders, just a week after the president declared he has a special bond with Kim Jong-un. High-stakes diplomacy, far better, the president says, than a devastating war.
I don't want to see a nuclear weapon destroy you and your family. I want to have a good relationship with North Korea.
Since the summit, confirmation that America's joint military exercises with allies, including South Korea, are suspended. And debate over the meaning of North Korea's key promise, complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. President Trump determined to defend his deal.
One broadcast said, he gave up so much. You know what I gave up? I met. We had great chemistry. He gave us a lot. You haven't had a missile test in 7 months.
But some fear the Chinese already looking to lift sanctions on North Korea, just as tension over trade between China and America escalates.
Here's a way to view all this. Kim Jong-un hopes to play Washington and Beijing off against each other to get what he wants. President Trump is playing chess with North Korea and China, where there are those threats of a trade war, and even Russia.
So you remember last time he went there, they basically didn't acknowledge that was Kim Jong-un. Even though there's a motorcade and it was there, they stopped people from getting close to where he was staying. And you didn't really get the announcement until after he had left. Then they said he had visited. Now they're doing it on the front end. And did you notice in there, 2 days of talks, 2 days. So that's important. That's an important factor. Now, either China is a major player in this thing and is kind of keeping them on track, or is he trying to squash the deal? We don't know, but time will tell. Let's go to Richard. Richard, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you, Dan. Can you hear me?
I can.
Got a suggestion to solve the immigration problem.
Okay.
Last year, the United States gave Mexico $320 million in foreign aid. $320 million in foreign aid.
Wait. Billion or million?
Million.
Okay. I thought it was more than that.
That's what they gave. No, I looked it up on the internet. They said $320 million. And so my suggestion is that, by the way, that money is supposed to be used for security. That means, I guess, securing the border, et cetera. And so the suggestion is for each of the illegal immigrants that come across the border, seeing as they're not doing their job and stopping them, let's just deduct $100,000 from that to pay for the cost of taking care of their citizens.
You think $300 million would handle that?
Well, take 100,000 and divide it into 320 million, and you know, there's a certain number that at least it would maybe get their attention and ask them to, for them to do their job and stop these people before they get to the border, don't you think?
Well, I'm not sure if 320 or any number you pick is going to make them beneficial for that, and there are several reasons why. Number one is the drug cartel. Just in Juarez this week, five people were assassinated who were government officials. These guys don't play, and if you start restricting their ability to move and get drugs in here, that's going to be a problem.
Well, again, all I know is that the article I read said that the $320 million, the majority of that, is supposed to be used for security forces, which would mean forces that would help keep people from crossing the border into the United States. Just a thought, and I'm sure that it's probably a lot more than that when it comes down to it, but just a thought, it's an idea.
Yeah, well, let me also explain to the audience that we have a very active DEA operation in Mexico and in several places. We have a very active CIA operation that is dealing with DEA and trying to get information out about things that are going on in the drug world. And we're trying to stop them there. But Mexico seems to kind of look the other way to certain people and things that are there. But ours is trying to get intelligence that they're putting things in boxcars and at Tijuana and Juarez and things like that, big trucks. And so we're trying to stop them at the border and not get Mexico too involved, because if Mexico gets too involved and they got fingerprints on them, they're going to kill some people.
Yeah. All right, with that, I appreciate you.
You got it. Because I've seen that on a personal, first-hand basis. I mean, that when I did the drug task force and the South Florida task force, and we went to the border, and we sat there with Starbright and looked out with the night goggles on, it was amazing the amount of traffic that was going on out there. Okay, so, let me see. There was another way I wanted to go here. Google, should I do Google or should I do the other one? Space Force. I love this, guys. I love this. As a kid, I'm going to go out and get my Space Force uniform and put it on. That would be the first thing I buy for my little kid. Let's listen. Trump wants to start a Space Force.
The president announced his proposed Space Force yesterday. It would be the first new branch of the armed services since the Air Force was created in 1947. Supporters of the president's plan say the Air Force doesn't give space the attention or money it needs. David Martin looks at what it would mean to have a Space Force.
The Air Force plans to conduct 50 space launches this year and already operates 77 satellites on orbit, including these GPS satellites, which guide everything from high-tech weapons to everyday drivers. Nearly 40,000 Air Force men and women are currently assigned to space. But President Trump has told the Pentagon to set up a new branch of the armed services just for space.
We are going to have the Air Force, and we are going to have the Space Force.
The American way of war depends on space, which is why potential adversaries like Russia and China have developed anti-satellite weapons, a threat brought home in 2007 when China created this vast debris field by shooting down one of its own weather satellites. General John Hyten, the overall commander of U.S. Space Forces, spoke with 60 Minutes in 2015.
It was a significant wake-up call to our entire military. Until that singular event, I don't think the broader military realized that that is something we're going to have to worry about.
Doug Lovero is the former head of space policy for the Pentagon.
It's not that the Air Force...
Did I drop that?
Yeah, I think it dropped off.
Oh, man. That's terrible. What do you think about that? I think that is cool as it could be.
I wonder cost and why, but I can see why with the number of satellites. There does need to be policy, too, on the debris problem. that their human beings might have shot so much stuff into orbit that it's difficult now to find windows to fly into orbit and fly into space. I mean, there are certain issues I think they could take up. And if this is partnered with private organizations like, you know, what SpaceX is doing under Elon Musk and other companies, I think it could take down costs, and you would also have a private economic incentive that would be teaming up with the Space Force.
Well, especially being able to have an aircraft that can lift off at, say, Palmdale or be dropped off of the bottom of a B-52 bomber and then be able to enter the atmosphere and go out and go pick up space debris or go out and take out satellites or go out and be orbiting like you would a TAC command, that if a missile is launched, that you have the ability to go in and hit that missile as it when it's in outer space before it reenters. I mean, this has some incredible technology. I've been to NORAD, and I've looked at the space debris, and it's funny because I remember the guy said, see that right there? So that's a screwdriver that an Apollo astronaut left up in space in the 1960s.
Yes.
And it's just sitting there orbiting around. And he said, if you get hit by a screwdriver, it hurts.
Well, and it just, to me, I don't like the, you know, you can use the terms militarization of space, but this was coming. You could see the writing.
Absolutely.
On the, and the Chinese are now planning, I think, in joint with Russia, their own space station. And I think the United States, and the Trump administration in particular, would love to establish essentially a jumping off point to the moon by the 2020s. And that is a plan to allow by 2030-something to be making manned missions to Mars.
To Mars. Let's go to the phones. Go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Mars Show.
This stuff right here, man. I love it. 50 years too late, man. They should have done this 50 years ago when we were 14 and 15 years old, right after the moon. Everybody was ready. And, of course, Johnson screwed that by doing the Vietnam War instead, but This is incredible engineering and stimulus for all kinds of young folks to go explore space. And there's a lot happening out there. So I go back to childhood and join the Space Force? I'll do it.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
You have a good one. Rich, hang on for me. I want to give you and Brian plenty of time, so I'm going to go to the break. Be right back.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. With so many banks and mortgage lenders out there, I know you're probably wondering what makes Alabama Home Mortgage different. Let me tell you. First, we are your neighbors. Don't call a faceless 1-800 number. Call 567-4223 to talk to the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. We are located in Wetumpka. We know the river region. We are able to shop for the very best program and rate available for you. There's nothing like an Alabama Home Mortgage. Let us show you the difference. You won't be disappointed. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Thank you.
Let's go to the phones and go to Rich. Rich, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
How are you, my man?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Very good.
That's great. You know, there's two things going on here with Donald Trump's announcement. Number one, there's a necessity, which I think is a great possibility, even though General Mattis is balking at it, the idea, because of the cost and possibility of, you know, maybe just taking away money from the military. But also, he may be taking a page out of President Reagan's book, because he used that Star Wars to bankrupt the Soviet Union as they tried to keep up with the United States, in which they couldn't do it. And maybe that's what he's trying to do with Russia, try to bring them to their knees, spend money on something that he's probably sure that they can't obtain, at least not without a lot more money than they have.
That's a good point. Very good point. Now, I think space is going to be, pardon the expression, race. It's you know, what we have to do is plan ahead, and I think this is where Mattis really comes in. You know, there is a space group that is within DOD that is looking at space and looking at it from a joint military basis, but there's not one that's strictly space.
Well, it's going to get to the point, especially with reckless China and other countries shooting satellites up in space, that it's going to be cheaper to collect the debris out there than trying to track it and avoid it and risk injury and death or damaging very expensive satellites. They're going to have to do something about that debris. It just can't keep floating out there in perpetuity until it runs into the gravitational forces of Earth. But a lot of it is in a geosynchronous orbit, and it's going to stay there until somebody does something with it.
Exactly. I mean, I was at NASA in 1983, and for a brief period, while we were trying to align the president to space, and we thought we were going to be running against John Glenn for president in 84, back then they were talking about space debris garbage trucks, where they go through and they open up this gigantic net, and then you fly through the space debris, and then the space debris is landed in the net, and then you take the net and then you basically throw it down to Earth, where it lands in the Indian Ocean, for example. They were talking about that in the 1980s.
Or how about slinging out toward the sun and let the sun take care of it?
There you go.
Sure, they'd find something to do with it.
It may take several centuries to get there, but yes.
Yeah. Hey, is there any way that we can force Trey Gowdy from retiring from Congress? I don't want to see that man go.
Did you hear that, the clips I played?
Oh, man. Gosh,
I tell you what, Joey and I had the biggest, you know what, eating grin on our face, and I literally was cheering at the sofa on the sofa.
No, it's unreal. I tell you what, he has such an ability to weave a story and frame an issue like no other that I've ever seen. And he's a master at it. And we sure do need him. We really do. And I wish he could, you know, sacrifice himself to a higher calling than going back to being a prosecutor in South Carolina.
I absolutely agree with you, my friend. Absolutely agree. Rich, have a great day. Thanks for the chat.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Before I go to Brian, I want to remind the audience about Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Looking for a used car, buying one can be very, very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Go by and see my good friend Tip Thames, David Ingram, the whole gang at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, and see what they've got. And let me tell you, if they don't have what you want, tell them what you want, and they probably can find it for you or put it on a watch list to find the car that would meet the Jack Ingram Signature Used Car quality just for you. So take advantage of it. Go by and see them. Use them as your outlet in the used car world. Let's go to Brian. Brian, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Brian.
I want to be the space junk collector.
Hey, I like that.
There's millions of dollars worth of gold and platinum and titanium And besides, it's, like you said about the screwdriver, it's a nuisance to be up there. We're going to put so much trash up there, you're not going to be able to leave the earth because there's not any holes in the debris field. But there's a lot of money could be made up there doing that.
There is. So you want to be a debris field garbage man, huh?
That's right. That's what I do for a living here. I pick up people's trash and pick up their stuff. Why not go to space and do it?
I like that. You could be the Sanford and Son junkyard collector.
Yeah. Yep, that's right.
Brian, thanks for the telephone call, buddy. Brian, the first space garbage man out there.
Well, it does get your imagination going.
It does.
Certainly does.
Okay, we don't have enough time to finish this whole thing, but I thought this was very interesting. This is Google using artificial intelligence predicting patient outcome and when they may die.
Would you want to know when you're going to die if you could find out that information? Well, Google now wants to make it a reality. Its new algorithm claiming to be 95% accurate when predicting if a patient is going to die within 24 hours of being admitted into the hospital versus 86% accuracy in traditional methods. Family medicine physician Dr. Mikhail Varshavsky joins us now, also known as Dr. Mike, which is easier. I'll go with
that.
Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it depends how you look at it. First of all, data in hospitals has been tremendously underutilized. We're literally in the dark ages because half of our information is on paper, half of it is on systems that don't talk to each other. So what my patient experiences in one hospital, what tests they undergo, that doesn't always come back to me. And there's a lot of duplicates. So there's a lot of bad mistakes happening simply because data is not connected.
Right.
So I'm glad Google's making an effort to try and connect some of that data. The thing that's worrying for me is what happens with this data and who owns this data? Patients' health information is a protected asset, and that's really important. And on top of that, what you do with that information matters. I hope, as a doctor, that these companies use the information that they get to benefit patients and not just the companies themselves.
Okay, so there's all this data out there, and so Google has come up with artificial intelligence. There's already some programs are looking at this. Let me try to sneak in the second one here so we can get a feel for it.
What worries me is if your mom had some sort of an illness, she goes to the hospital and they say she has a, Google says she has a 5% chance of survival. Are the doctors going to focus more on other patients because they don't think she's going to live?
Well, you're talking about triage, and hopefully we're never in a situation where we have to make those kind of calls. What's important is that when this algorithm spits out a decision and saying, well, this person has only a 10% chance to live, I want to know why it's making that decision. Mm-hmm. And then that decision needs to be evaluated by a human being. Because machines make mistakes, and sometimes they make mistakes based on faulty data. When I look through a patient's chart right now, they're a mess. I have diagnoses that have been resolved 10 years prior, and they just carry over because of the electronic health records. And I don't want the machine trying to make a decision on the patient's life when it's not accurate. So there needs to be human oversight of what these machines do. And the fear that AI is going to replace physicians is not coming anytime soon, because medicine is really as much as it is a science, right, it's an art.
One thing I'm going to give the Obama administration credit for, doing the data delivery and medicine, that was very, very smart. I can go into a doctor, I can pull up my records at MD Anderson and see everything, all my slides, all the doctor's notes, everything that